Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Robert Metzger, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R. Address is 90 5th Avenue, Orland, California, 95963. Phone 530-865-2693. Cell is 530-520-91. I'm sorry, 9688. ID is XXX XXX9109. Date of birth 7/20/1955. 67-year-old. Married. Architectural drafting. Insurance is Medicare. Pharmacy is Chico. Costco. It's addressed to Dr. Kurt Johnson, MD. Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. ID is, phone is 530-345-0064. Fax is 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of persistent but interfering tremor. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Johnson and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Robert Metzger for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Robert has a history of a fine physiological type of tremor that at times interferes with handwriting and his employment as a draftsman, particularly when writing. New paragraph. He denied any family history of tremor. New paragraph. His wife reports that during periods of increased anxiety, his tremor becomes more prominent. New paragraph. He believes that his current antihypertensive treatment with metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, may reduce some of his tremor symptoms. New paragraph. He also takes krill oil, baby aspirin, and vitamin C, but is not using a general vitamin on a regular basis, which was encouraged today. New paragraph. He does have symptomatic degenerative arthritis, a previous history of hernia, surgically treated, new paragraph, infectious disease history, positive for tonsillitis and chickenpox, new paragraph. Medical allergies and unreported, new paragraph. Systematic review of systems. General, no symptoms reported. ENT, reduced hearing, tinnitus. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, history of hypertension. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, he describes nocturia. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor, musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Mental health, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no symptoms reported. Neck, no symptoms reported. Male genitourinary, he stands 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 188 pounds. He's up once at night to void. He denied other male genitourinary symptoms. New paragraph. sexual function. He is sexually active, reporting a satisfactory sexual life. He denied discomfort with intercourse. He denied risk factors for transmissible or history of infectious disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no symptoms reported. Personal safety, he does not live alone. He denies a history of frequent falls. He denies a history of visual or hearing loss. He has completed an advanced directive. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, family and personal health history. He was born on July 20, 1955. He's 67 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. His father was deceased from lymphoma. His mother deceased from coronary syndrome. He has two living brothers, ages 69 and 71, one with a history of cancer in good health, the other with a history of cancer and dementia. New paragraph, his wife is age 63. He has 8 children. 2, 3, 4. Five daughters, 3 sons. 2 of the children are adopted. New paragraph. All in good health. New paragraph. He reports a family history of arthritis, cancer, heart disease, hypertension, and dementia. He denied a family, new paragraph, he denied a family history of asthma, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, mental illness, or tuberculosis. Tonsillectomy was completed in 1960 with good outcome. He has never been hospitalized for any prolonged period of time for medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. He reports tinnitus, new paragraph, head. He denied neuralgia, headaches, altered mental status, loss of consciousness, or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. He denied symptoms, upper back and arms. He denied symptoms, middle back. He denied symptoms, lower back, he denied symptoms, shoulders, he denied symptoms, elbows, he denied symptoms, wrists. He denied symptoms, hips, he denied symptoms, feet, he denied symptoms, new paragraph, neurological review systems. He denied difficulty with double vision, difficulties with the sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph, he denied paresthesias in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, he denied unusual motor movements or activity. New paragraph, he denied motor weakness. New paragraph, he denied unusual ataxia. New paragraph, neurological examination. Robert Metzger is a well-developed, well-nourished, athletic-appearing, middle-aged, right-handed father who is alert, oriented, pleasant, and appropriate to the clinical circumstances. His immediate, recent, and remote memories are intact and preserved, as is his attention concentration. Subparagraph, his wife reports some cognitive decline with forgetfulness. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are entirely preserved. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are slightly brisk at the patellar, normal at the Achilles. Subparagraph, the no testing for pathological and primitive reflexes was positive, underlined positive for bilateral palmomental response, strong palmomental responses. New paragraph, motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone strength. Sensory examination, tactile modalities, cerebellar and extrapyramidal. Showed normal rapid alternating successive movements, fine motor speed testing without halting characteristics or asymmetric delay. Ambulatory examination was fluid, non-ataxic, with preserved tandem heel and toe. Subparagraph Romberg-Stoss testing was unremarkable, but slightly ataxic. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Robert Metzger presents with a history of fine tremor exacerbated by stress, without evidence of significant tremor on today's examination. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal examination demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular resistance, cog wheeling, or other findings to suggest underlying Parkinsonism. New paragraph. His general neurological examination, however, is abnormal with strong bilateral palmomental responses. New paragraph, he gives a significant past medical history of evaluation for sleep apnea, which may have been positive. New paragraph. His response, therapeutic recommendations. There may have been partial responsiveness to his metoprolol. New paragraph, I'm giving a prescription for propranolol, 10 milligram small dose tablets to take up to 3 times a day, anticipating periods of time when his tremor may be more impairing. New paragraph. Diagnostic recommendations. With his current clinical findings, we'll obtain high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging for further evaluation. New paragraph. I'm having him complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of his overall functioning. New paragraph. We will obtain the sleep test records as we may be able to. And if unsuccessful, overnight home sleep testing will be re-performed, considering evaluation for the treatment. New paragraph. I would anticipate that his current symptoms of physiological tremor may be a consequence of chronic sleep deprivation due to sleep apnea. New New paragraph, his current examination findings, however, would suggest risk factors for cerebral degeneration on that basis. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report with when he returns for further recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.